Welcome above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. Persist and resist. Persist in your efforts. Resist giving into distraction, discouragement, or disorder. Today's pondering is on this idea of having a goal, focusing and projecting on some sort of a conclusion. Because when you have a goal, you have in your mind an ending, a vision, okay? So the ending is there. You've had it, you've manifested it, you've created that image in your mind, okay? That means you're going to get there, okay? That process is essential to going and getting anywhere, okay? So what happens? What happens along the way? What happens with the day? What confronts and ultimately infects the day? Or even just a few days a week that affect your mind, slow and delay your building, progressing, and obtaining confidence and competence, okay, in that skill. So this could be anything that's physical. It's an easy thing to do is to focus on the physical because it's something we all have access to. We all have a body. We all have a mind. Okay. We all have potential and that we're human. Okay. We have organs. We have muscles. We have bones. We have ligaments, tendons. Everything that we can improve, build, eliminate, all those things. Okay. Through training, through discipline, and through not even discipline, it's just through a dedication to this process, you know, to the outcome, to what we're approaching, okay, to that final destination, which is the goal, all right? So when I set goals, they're on my mind every single day, okay? And what I must do is balance my current condition, okay, and the actions I took in the past, which could be the day prior, 2 days prior, that have led to what I am in this moment. Now, when your goal is physical, okay, such as an endurance goal or building strength, you need lots of repetition, right? And you need to build a body that's capable of going long, right? And a mind that's capable of eliminating options to stop going long, okay? And to keep you on that path. A mind that really wants to find solutions and that can do it. So this idea of perfect preparation, meaning you have some sort of a linear build towards this, the big test day, right? Is pretty much false. Unless you begin at such a beginner level, basic level, that by the time you get to the event, you're still greatly undertrained and you're healthy, but you haven't tested yourself, okay? So what we have in each day is potential for trial, tribulations, error, okay? And then some successes. Sometimes it's surprising, when we do feel really good or when something goes better than planned, you know. And if it was easy, I think it would be something more people did, right? You know, when we're sore, when we haven't slept well, whatever the case may be, maybe we're mentally fatigued or frustrated or something or preoccupied. The physical is affected by all that stuff, right? But the physical, your body, when it's placed in motion, is going to find a way to stay in motion as long as the mind, you know, keeps it that thing as a priority, right? So some days, niggles come up, sorenesses, maybe there's a slight limp, something is off. This is just your body talking to you. And the skill set towards anything is how do you pivot and still remain with that main thing, the goal, you know, on your mind as the focus. Well, that's where you got to have solutions and you have to want to not become what you feel, right? If you become what you feel, you cower and you sulk, you know, because now you're a victim to something, you know, or you're to blame for something that you're feeling, right? You've caused it by, like I said, something you did yesterday or the day before, or anything that you can think of that led to this current state. So what we got to do is we got to pivot. We got to pivot to stay on that path. Now, if you're a runner, I'm going to use this as an example. Say you have a sore leg or sore foot, sore shin, knee, something in your leg that bothers you, causes you to maybe have to change your form to keep moving forward, to slow pace, any of those things. If you're experiencing pain on each step, you've got to give that movement a break. Now, if you've ran before and you've got some past history of being able to keep yourself moving for a long time, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about, okay, I'm not running all the time in my training, okay? Because you can do it. But what you have to do is find ways to keep building endurance, okay? Because the body is telling you when it's sore and it's in pain that it needs something else. It needs a different stimulus. And when you give it that thing that feels good physically, meaning it's not, you know, painful in a injury warning sort of way. It can be painful because of effort. That's fine. But we don't want it to be painful in a manner that would delay healing, right? So for me, I'll get on the bike and I'll train on the bike. Oftentimes I'll train indoors because there's no coasting. When I'm on that machine, I'm on my trainer pedaling away, watching something, training, building. I can stay engaged for 60 to 75 minutes steady, whereas if I'm pedaling outdoors going up and downhill, yeah, there can be a lot of resistance going uphill, but there's none coming downhill. Okay, so I've got to ride a lot longer. It's kind of what I'm trying to say. So there's an efficiency aspect to it. The next thing I would say is I like to strength train. Okay, because I always think, okay, muscle never hurts, and you can always build something. Okay, you can always learn something. Sometimes when we're doing an aerobic activity, we're limiting our range of motion in our body. And when you're running, you're not bending your knees a lot. You're not getting into a deep lunge and pulling through. You're not doing these things that would build muscle throughout the full range of motion. So there we've got a strength train, okay? Nothing complicated, basic movements, but flexing and strengthening the muscles, right? So this ability to pivot when necessary and then to train accordingly when you feel good has a level of spontaneity to it that the traditional workout program does not have. The design is not going to have that in there. So there's an intuitive nature to it that I believe is obtainable to everyone, okay? But it takes just some simple, intelligent thinking. It takes you understanding that when you feel good, you go harder, you go further, okay? When you don't feel great, such as you're having pain, right, in the body, you pivot, you do something else, but you do not waste that day. You don't have a zero day, if at all possible. Full rest day is fine, but it's gonna come after a big or hard effort when your body can really absorb it. And to me, that full rest is not full, complete off rest, because I'm gonna stretch, I'm going to strength train, even if it's just working the core directly. I'm going to do something that keeps me engaged in the process, but also keeps my body hungry for nutrition, okay? A demand to build, okay? So when we eat, when we train and eat, we're in this process of breaking down, repairing, and then building new. So that requires, if you're not training and you're just eating, you're going to see the consequences in excess body fat, right? Lack of definition, lack of vascularity. And if you don't have these things right now, or if you've never had them in your physical, you're just overfed, okay? Overfed and undertrained. So the first thing, obviously, you know, to recognize that if you're not moving, you don't got to eat much, especially carbs. You don't need any. So it's an intuitive nature of living that applies broad spectrum, okay? Energy is transferred, right? You don't pull energy from nothing. You're energetic when you sleep well, when you eat well, when you have positive mindset, okay? You're creating energy to be utilized. When you release that energy with hard effort, it's got to be balanced with those recovery practices, okay? It's just part of the nature of being a human being and living on this planet, right? It's what is true is simply true. It's not something you believe. It's how this thing works, okay? This thing called life. And I use that quote to begin with. I'm going to read it again. Persist and resist. Persist in your efforts. Resist giving in to distraction, discouragement, or disorder. And I'm going to highlight giving in, because giving in is a momentum builder, okay? When you give in to distraction, discouragement, or disorder, you give in to something that hinders growth, hinders the potential, kind of shuts the mind down. You become a victim, okay? You become someone who is sulking or speaks as if you have a problem that's unfortunate, that has behooved you, has interrupted your life, right? Don't give it life. Don't speak it into existence. Like I said, we want to pivot. You're still the person that's doing that thing. You're still the person that has that goal and that desire, but you're going to go about it a little different way because you have to, right? And recognizing when you have to, or because you want to, because you're impatient, okay? That's another key distinction, because like I said, if you aren't really injured, if it is not affecting the way you move or the way you go about your day, okay? If it's merely residing in the mind of an I can't, I won't, I'm not, any of those phrases that stop you from participating need to be recognized, okay? And if you're somebody, or if you're seeing in yourself that you're making this distinction where I can't, I won't, whatever the heck may be the statement, you've got to cut that off, because now at that point you are engaging in a falsehood and you're building a narrative around yourself as a human being that's going to be tough to crack, okay? It's going to be tough to get out of that zone of thinking. And in all honesty, if that is the case, then goal attainment is not going to be something in your future. It's not going to be something in your daily basis. If it's not part of your daily basis, overcoming challenge, it's not going to be part of your future. It's as simple as that, okay? And there's really no way around that. To summarize this episode, I think it's a good place to end it, because it's going to bring everything together, is that, you know, you've got a choice. You've got a choice. You can set a goal. You can persist in its attainment. You can do your best. You can do your best to build yourself mentally, physically, psychologically, spiritually, wherever it may be, to have your best day, your best product, to become your best product, okay? Or you can let it overwhelm you, and you can become the problem that's stopping you from obtainment, stopping you from experiencing that which either you've stated or you've seen someone else do and been intrigued by it. Understand that you are making a decision every single day. And, you know, when I'm recording this, it's not because I'm speaking to somebody directly. It's mainly I'm speaking to myself, okay? And I'm speaking to anybody who's thinking of a goal or struggling with commitment, struggling with maybe just stuck in a rut, okay? Could be any sort of a rut, but you're just kind of stuck. And that's this is a way of recognizing that we may be giving in to something that we don't like and are so in that mode that we don't recognize that we have the ability to pivot and to change that, okay? So get out of your own way, okay? Accept challenges, your challenges, not the challenges that other people are going through. Accept your challenges. You know what they are, okay? Overcome them, engage with them, and then start over the next day. Because there is no break when you're in pursuit. You stay in pursuit. And that pursuit stays on your mind. And when you stay in pursuit, it stays on your mind. You get to your destination. Okay? It arrives.